So now there are any other reasons why we chant. There's something to do, that's all. Now, some of the chanting is really, really, really good. But I never really appreciated chanting until I really learned Pali and really understood what some of those chants actually mean. And they really blew me away when you really understood what those chants meant. There's some great teachings and great Dharma in there. Like one of the chants we often do is the Ratana Sutta. And there's one of the verses there, just again, it's incredible. Kinang Puranang Nawang Nati Sambawang Virata Chitayati Kepa Wasming Te Kina Bija Awiwulhi Chanda Libanti Dira Yatayang Padipo. You see, I don't just tell jokes, I actually know Pali. And I can quote in Pali. That really impresses people in Sri Lanka, because that's what the monks do. I can do that as well, but tell jokes also. So I've got a much wider repertoire. But taking a bija, we will each other. This is about the chitta, the mind. The seed of rebirth has been destroyed. It can't grow again. This is the best line. Nibanti dira. It's certainly going to nibbana, go to cessation. Just like this lamp. Yatayang padipo. There was the Buddha was pointing out what nibbana really means. In the time of the Buddha, everybody would know what nibbana meant. Everybody, because it's a common word. So this mind will nibbana, just like that oil lamp will nibbana. What does it mean, the oil lamp nibbanas? Does an oil lamp go to the ground of all being? Is the oil lamp go to this beautiful heaven, nibbana heaven? What does an oil lamp or a candle do? Extinguished, goes out, finishes, ceases. That's what nibbana is. Ceasing, stopping, poof, goes out. But where does it go? Where does the flame go when it goes out? When the flame goes out, does it go to this happy land where all flames who have done good karma can live peacefully ever after? No, it just ceases. And this is from Agivachagota Sutta. He said, a flame is there because, especially in oil lamp, three causes, three supports. The wick, the oil, and the heat. When those three come together, the heat, the wick, and the oil, that's the flame. And if any one of those causes stops, such as the wick is all burnt out, or there's no oil left, or the wind blows the heat away, then the flame extinguishes. Just like this body and mind has its causes and conditions. When they disappear, such as craving, such as delusion, when they stop, you stop too. You go out, poof, like the flame. Now, I chant that so often. The Ratana Sutta, one of the common chants. And when I go to that, wow, that is incredibly powerful, deep, wonderful Dhamma. So that's why I chant, because I know what I'm chanting about, and it's incredible, it's really good. So there we go. So if you understand the chanting, and sometimes we do chant in the local language, in the English, but even that Metta Sutta we chant, it's nowhere near as oomphy and powerful as when you understand the original language. The translations are just, they never quite get it. But when you actually do it in sort of Pali, and it's powerful stuff. That's why I like chanting. And also because it's powerful stuff, I really get into it. It gets all this energy up, then you can zap someone. Because you've got the energy to do that, the inspiration, the power of the mind. So you can use it, to do amazing things with people, get them better again or stuff like that. But you don't want to do that too often. Because I chant. And sort of, get Bhikkhuni Kusuma to be 10 years younger. It's a waste of time, isn't it? Satima, you see, even I make terrible mistakes. to get her sort of 10 years younger, but you know, who wants to do that? So anyway, this whole thing about chanting, yeah, it does have power. The best power is actually to remember the Dharma, to inspiration. That's the best of it. Why do always people mention about human